So the first thing we do in meditation is look after our posture. I don't care whether you sit on the floor, or you sit on a chair, or even whether you hang from your toes from the ceiling. What's most important is you have a smile when you meditate. Because the smile is the most important part of the posture, which means that the mind is inclining towards the happiness born of peace. So if you'd like to close your eyes, when your eyes are closed, adjust your smile. Making sure it's not too stupid, but then again, that it's happy. This is just putting in a bit of conditioning, turning a trigger to make the mind notice the happiness of peace. And then with a little smile on your face, you'll be able to be more open in an embracing way to the feelings in your body. First of all, to see if there's anything which you can do to adjust your body, adjust the cushion, so that you can feel a little bit more comfortable. Once the body is adjusted as best you can, it will never be perfect, but it will certainly come to the stage of good enough. Once you've found that good enough posture, let go of concern for the body and start to center your attention on what we call the present moment, letting all of the past fade away. I don't know what you've been doing today. What you've been doing just a few moments ago. I just come back from Singapore and Bangkok early this morning. All those memories I'm going to let go of. Even all the busyness early on today, or later this afternoon, or just a few minutes before coming in here. I also let all of that just fade away. So I don't hang on to any business. I drop all the burdens from the past. Don't allow the past to disturb the present. Just let it all go. Like taking off the rucksack, putting down the suitcases. Letting go of the burden of a moment ago and earlier. just being in the moment. Anything to do with the future, which hasn't yet arrived, is so uncertain, unpredictable, unknown, that it's actually a waste of time thinking of what's going to happen next. Especially now. So put your mental diary away, as all the future disappears too. Until all that remains is a timeless present moment. Spend this few moments allowing yourself just to get into the present moment and to relax in there. and making the mind silent in the present moment to see if one can listen with the mind rather than give descriptions. To go to inner silence. Let those who want to watch the breath to invite the attention to rest on the breathing in and the breathing out, not sacrificing silence and present moment, and just allows the mind to gently focus. coming close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How much peace? How much ease? How much freedom do you feel inside? And why? As one looks back and sees the causes and effects, what one did that worked, what one did which didn't work. This is a time when one truly learns about meditation in the reflection at the end, how one feels and why. Now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. At the end of the last ringing of the gong, please come out for meditation. Very good. So now's the time if you'd like to get yourselves comfortable again, and we'll soon start this evening's Dhamma talk.